وحط الحسو نقاطح اتشاس لاك شتل سياع تلاح تليس تليس ابت ارم وكلاسي تلا و ماتسوك تكاس تكاس اك تلاتل سي و ماتسوك يقح يوين. Hello everyone, today is July 10th. This is Adam. We're going to continue talking about Unit 10 family. Yakh Yuyun, who we are related to. I'm not planning to talk about the concept of family, but this is one of the concepts that does not translate well between English and Nuchanal. In English, we have this particular word family that has particular connotations. There is no word that exactly corresponds to that English word in Nuchanal. Nuchanal is very rich in terms for one's relatives, but talks about them differently. The main topics for today's lecture concerning Unit 10 are about the terms themselves, that is, some of the words in the words section of Unit 10. And the main topics I want to talk about concerning the words are gender, inclusivity, rank, and missing words. By missing words, I mean words that we expect because we have them in English, but in fact, there are no words for those concepts in Nuchanal. We just had a question about the word uktaqim, so I'll go ahead and list some of the words that we can use to translate the notion of family, but keep in mind that none of these means exactly the same thing as the English word family. So one word is ma'ayish, ma'ayish, which refers to the people who live under one roof. To some people, it just means a husband and wife. To other people, it can mean a whole household. Then there's yakhyuyin or yakhyuqin, which means those to whom we are related, and that refers to all of your relatives. And then there's uktaqims or ushtaqims, which refers to a group of related people. I think the best English translation I know for uktaqims, ushtaqims is clan. Let's start by talking about the gender of Nuchanal's kin words. You'll notice that some English kin words have direct translations in Nuchanal, such as umiqsu, mother, noiqsu, father. And just like English, these distinguish gender. We also have words for sister and brother, such mup, sister, hachemsiqsu, brother. But English also distinguishes gender for aunts, uncles, grandparents, and grandchildren. So in English, we have gender-specific terms for all of those. Grandmother, auntie, granddaughter, and corresponding masculine terms. But none of these is typically distinguished by gender in Nuchanal. Neniqsu, grandparent, can be either gender. Neiqsu, auntie or uncle, same. And ka'uts, grandchild, also gender neutral. A little harder to see is the difference in what Nuchanal includes within a particular kin term. Let's start with words for brothers and sisters. In English, the word brother, the words brother and sister refer typically to your immediate brothers and sisters with whom you share one or two parents. But in Nuchanal, there are no words that distinguish nuclear siblings from first cousins or second cousins, for that matter. So if you are related to someone and they are the same generation as you, they're all your brothers and sisters in Nuchanal. The same goes for every generation. So everyone you're related to in your parents' generation is an auntie or an uncle. Everyone in your grandparents' generation is a grandparent, even if they're not your direct ancestor. And grandchildren as well. So earlier Charlotte's told us, wikitukwah datna, I have no child. Ayakah kakuts, I have many grandchildren. Even though Charlotte has no direct grandchildren, she has many grandchildren in the Nuchanal way of speaking, because everyone to whom she is related who is two generations below her is considered ka'uts to her. So the general difference here between European kinship terms and Nuchanal kinship terms is that certain Nuchanal terms are much more inclusive. They include everyone within a particular generation. I'll share what Homs just said. He was recalling something that the late Yuchnak used to tell us, which is, we don't say cousin, we keep our relatives close. Next, let's talk about rank. Rank tends to be more important in Nuchanoth culture than in Anglo culture. Even siblings are typically ranked with respect to each other. The basic form of ranking is by age. So the older siblings, anyone older than you who is your sibling is your ma miksu, if they're the same gender as you. And anyone younger than you is your kwiksu. And these terms correspond to roles. So the role of the ma miksu, the older sibling, is to teach and protect the younger ones and tell them what to do. And the job of the younger ones is to do what they're told. As Julia likes to say, we yat wa ish yatspa'at ma miksakitk anakuk. You never step over your older sibling if you have one. Now, rank interacts with gender in a somewhat complicated way. It's like this. Rank generally applies only to your siblings of the same gender. So I happen to have only sisters, but if I had brothers, I would be ranked with respect to them by age. So I would call my older brother Ma Miksu and my younger brother Yukwiksu. But my sisters are just Sluchmup to me. In the traditional Nuchanoth way of talking, rank is important between siblings of the same gender. And this probably has to do with the fact that there, in traditional times, there were specifically male jobs and specifically female jobs. So it was very important how the males were ranked with respect to each other because that determined who taught whom and who told whom what to do. Same with the females. They respected their older sisters. They were taught by their older sisters as well as by their mothers. But their ranking with respect to their brothers was less important. That is changing nowadays. Nowadays, some people will use ma miksu, yukwiksu for siblings of both genders. And there's an ongoing discussion about whether we should talk the traditional way or whether we can be a little more flexible. And as with many things, only time will tell where that's going. But in the traditional system, you would refer to your siblings of the same gender as ma miksu or yukwiksu, but your siblings of the opposite gender would just be hluchmup or hachimsiksu. There's a lot more to say about rank. Rank is important enough in Nuchanoth culture that there are lots of words specifically for rank. One word that you hear a lot is tai yi. T long A Y long I. Tai Yi. Tai Yi means highest ranked. It refers to the oldest son in a family, sometimes to the oldest daughter. There are situations where the oldest daughter gets the rank of Tai Yi, but usually it's the oldest son. After the Tai Yi is U Atsu. U Atsu. Glottal stop long U, glottal stop A, hard C U. U Atsu. U Atsu is the second ranked. And these terms are used both for siblings. So, Tai Yi, oldest sibling, Uetsu, second oldest sibling. And they're used for chiefs. So, we can talk about the Tai Yi Hatwith, who is the highest ranked chief. And there's also such a thing as Uetsu Hatwith, second ranked chief. There's also a term for a younger brother, which is Kathatik. Kathatik. So, a man who has a younger brother can call that brother both Yukwiksu and Kathatik. Either one. The fact that there's a special word for younger brother shows that that was an important role that people wanted to mention a lot. One more thing I'll say about rank. Many families follow an even more complex system for determining ma miksu versus yukwiksu. In those families, the determination of your rank with respect to people. With your cousins, that is people who don't share the same two parents, depends on who your most recent common ancestors were. So, for example, I happen to be older than Josh. If Josh and I were full brothers, he would call me Ma Miksu, I would call him Yukwiksu. But let's say Josh and I were cousins, and we're related through my grandfather and his grandfather. And if Josh's grandfather was older than my grandfather, even though I'm older than Josh, I would call Josh Matmirsu, according to the traditional custom that is still practiced by some families. Yeah, good. Yeah, no, thanks for bringing that up, Josh. No, I think that is useful. So, Josh reminds us that the words for sibling rank are also used for the names of the fingers. So, the middle finger, I don't know if you can see me now because I'm projecting my screen, but the middle finger is the Tai Yi. In other words, the highest ranked because it's the biggest finger. The second biggest finger is the ring finger, and that's the Uetsu. So those two terms are the same as the terms that are used for ranking siblings and chief. Tai Yi, middle finger, Uetsu, ring finger. The names of the other three fingers come from elsewhere. The pinky is Kathka, Kathka, which happens to sound a lot like the word Kathatic, younger brother, but Kathatic, meaning younger brother, starts with a Q, but Kathka, meaning pinky, starts with a hard K. So it seems that those words are not related, but they do sound very similar, and that you can use that to help you remember the name of the pinky. The pointer finger is Kopyak, which means for pointing. Kopyak. You'll notice it has the same root as Kopshit, which is one of our action words that we learned in units 8 and 9. And the thumb is called Ihkumts. Ihkumts. The root of Ihkumts is the same as Ih, meaning big, because the thumb is the biggest finger. The thumb is the biggest, Ihkumts, but the Tai Yi, the middle finger, is the highest ranked, Tai Yi. The Nuchanalth does have a generic word for finger, but many elders today don't remember it because it's not used very much. Generally, when Nuchanalth people talk about their fingers, they name the particular finger. Ihkumts, Kopyak, Tai Yi, Uetsu, Kathka. Now let's talk about some missing words. The missing words that I want to talk about today are son, daughter, wife, and husband. Nuchanalth has no specific words for these purposes. Instead, other words do double duty. For son and daughter, we use the words ha-wisat and ha-kwat, which usually mean young man and young woman. But we also use them for son and daughter. So, for example, I have a 16-year-old son. His name is Atticus. I would say, Ahux ha-wisat Atticus. Atticus is my young man, meaning he's my son. Ahux ha-wisat Atticus. I would say that even if he weren't a young man anymore. So, Tess is not a young woman anymore, but to her mother, she's ha-kwat. Ha-kwat. The word ha-kwat does double duty as young woman and daughter. The word ha-wisat does double duty as young man and son. Similarly, the words for man and woman, chakup sutsma, do double duty as husband, wife. My wife is Heather. Ahoks sutsma, Heather. Literally, Heather is my woman. Heather would say, Ahoks chakup Adam. My husband is Adam. Literally, my man is Adam. Those are the main points that I wanted to cover today about kinship terms. We talked about which terms are gender specific. Generally speaking, English has more gender specific terms than Nuchanalth does. Certain Nuchanalth words are kinship terms are gender neutral. We talked about inclusivity. Generally, Nuchanalth has lots of kinship terms that refer to all of your relatives within a particular generation, regardless of how closely related they are to you. We talked about rank, which is most important amongst siblings of the same gender and amongst chiefs in the same village. And we talked about the missing words, husband, wife, son, daughter. Nuchanalth has no specific words for these purposes, so other words have to do double duty. That's the end of today's lecture on family. Now's a good time to make any further comments or ask any questions you have about this material. I think that's a very useful example. Josh has just brought up the fact that he's unsure when and how to make a kinship term possessive. His example was we're going to go to where mother lives. And yeah, well, I think this is a good example, and there's no simple answer to that because possession is a very big topic in Nuchanalth. There are several ways to indicate possession. Sometimes you have more than one option, sometimes you have only one. But I'll just say a few brief things about possession here. When a kinship word like umirksu takes the possessive ending uk or uk, it's always uk, and it's pronounced umirksuk. Umirksuk. This is a little unexpected because there's contraction going on. What we're doing is we're combining the stem umirksu with the ending uk, and when we pronounce them together, they contract to umirksuk. Then on that stem, you can add further endings to indicate whose mother we're talking about. You said umirksuk itk, your mother. Umirksuk itk. And that works perfectly fine in the sentence you gave. We're going to go to where your mother lives. But actually, there's a better way to say that sentence, which is to put the possession on the predicate instead of on the participant. So instead of saying hi yat itk um iksak itk, where she lives, your mother, it's better to say hi yat huk hi yat huk itk um iksu, where your mother lives. Hi yat huk itk um iksu. And you could hear just now that I was having trouble processing that, right? That shows that it's a slightly more complicated sentence, but that's the way Nuchanov prefers to do it. And that even has a technical name. It's called possessor raising. So we will keep coming back to possessor raising. It's an advanced topic. We beginners are never ready to learn possessor raising. They need to learn basic possessive words and sentences first. Then at some point they're ready to start trying possessor raising, and it takes even more time to develop fluency in it. But there is some good news for possession of kinship terms. Once you know how to add the possessive endings to one kinship word ending in iksu, it works for every single one. So you notice that there are lots of kin words ending in iksu. Umiksu, nuiksu, maamiksu, yukiksu, and they all take endings in exactly the same way. In Barkly Sound dialect, umiksakkas, my mother. Nuiksakkas, my father. Maamiksakkas, my older sibling. Yukiksakkas, my younger sibling. That's beyond where we are right now. But we will start to use words like that more and more.